Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Joe Caffey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. And now, play ball. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Woodling moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Woodling trying to get to home. Stevens throws the ball into Daly, who tags Woodling, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. George Siski now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling, who is chasing the ball. Gurnett reaches third base with a triple. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Indians. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. There goes Aspromonte trying to get to third. Woodling throws the ball into Strickland, who tags Aspromonte for the out. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Wirtz moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland strikes out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodling moves to second. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woodling scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Caffey hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garcia scores. Avila moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon now playing first base. Dick Gurnett now playing left field. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Avila reaches second base with a double. Caffey goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodling is hit by the pitch. Roger Maris pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Dean Stone now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got five RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roger Maris now playing center field. Dick Williams now playing left field. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dean Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Williams reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel moves to third. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Williams scores. Strickland moves to third. It's 11-3, Indians. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Garcia for the double play. Strickland scores. It's 12-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 5 RBIs. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. Maris goes all the way around to score. It's 14-3, Indians. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field. Gurnett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gurnett. Carrasquel scores. Williams moves to third. It's 15-3, Indians. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 16-3, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 16, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.